We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, is it true that the National Cash Grand Slam word last week upon my leaving the first day was horse?
Huh? I believe it was.
My nickname for old Joe Kopp back then.
I think
then.
You call everybody horse, don't you?
Just Colony and Kopp these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we're waiting on Ray Fittipaldi, who got tied up because Zeiss was late again.
As
is that correct?
As he always is.
All right.
You know, Zeiss is our version of Antonio Brown.
He's unbelievable,
Shows
isn't
up
he?
Late for everything.
He's going to start calling himself Ronald Ocean in a couple days here.
Or Mr. Big Chest.
It's an unbelievable.
Let me talk. Yes. Did you see any of the fallout of the Adam Gase, Le'Veon Bell? It was a love fest this week, I guess, when Gase met the media saying, this is ridiculous that I don't want him. I've always wanted him. It's just to me, damage control is what it is. And I saw Le'Veon tweeted out, that's right, coach. Let's go do it or something like that. I don't know.
Check back in October.
Check back.
November.
Yeah.
In Oakland and New York.
Especially if Le'Veon is hurt again. But the story was that Gase didn't want to spend money on a running back, and the GM did. The GM ends up getting fired. Now they're trying to make peace and love and all that kind of stuff.
Well, the other story was there was nothing to the idea of him having Gase having friction with the GM, right? That was all
right,
made up,
right.
too.
Everything's
made up.
Blown up.
The damn media.
Blown out of proportion, taken out of contest, and misquoted.
That's so. Right. Well, Ray Fittipaldi should be in any moment, we hope. In the meantime, Ron, so much stuff with the Steelers.
What did
this
you
week.
Think of Ben's interviews?
I thought it was interesting. I did. I thought he took the high road. For sure, he took the high road, almost to Kevin Colbert points where I found myself scratching my head. You know, is
Way
Antonio really that close of a friend? But I'll say this, he looks a lot. Clearly, there was friction between the two, right? And clearly, like in any relationship, there's probably a little bit on each side, although this one I would say was way more big chest than Ben. But he comes out looking so much better than Antonio.
He apologized too much for my taste. I would not have apologized. And Antonio comes right out with a two-face.
Two-face, right.
I mean, just
so who looks like the smaller man here?
Well, there's no doubt who does, but it just never ends with Antonio. And I'm going to ask Ray about this. I asked Bouchette about this earlier in the week. It seems to be a new brotherhood. We are family over there. They seem to be rallying around all this adversity. We'll see how long that lasts.
Right. Well, they also seem to still be defending Big Chest from 3,000 miles away. If you noted that Terrell Edmonds liked a tweet,
we talked about the two-face.
The two-face, right. And then you had Alvin Dupree sniping back at Mark Cabali, calling him fat boy. I mean, come on. You know?
I know.
And that all Cabali said was he thought, in his opinion, that Juju might have been taking a veiled shot at Antonio Brown. So basically, you still have – I thought they were supposed to move on from Antonio Brown, Ray Fittipaldi.
Ray,
it seems like they're unwilling to do that. They're unwilling to just move on and not have rabbit ears and not defend this guy and not take umbrage when somebody insults the guy. What are they doing?
Joe, wasn't this the week to move on and turn the page?
I thought so.
And Ramon Foster and Cam Hayward and Ben Roethlisberger, I think they all did what they were supposed to do on Tuesday, right? They all talked on Tuesday. I was out there. Ben was over here. I turned around after Ben was done. Ramon was speaking. Cam was speaking. They all said the right things. And it wasn't 24 hours later that it all came undone, and it just made me think that maybe things aren't going to change. And
Has anybody asked Edmonds about him liking that tweet? And Ramon Foster, said he likes everything.
I think it might have been Joe Rutter that had a story on it where, and I'll buy it from in this perspective because I've heard nothing but good things about Edmonds. Nothing, but he's a right. Yes sir, no sir, raised right. You know, close to his mother. I've heard nothing but great things about him. He said he did acknowledge that he liked it, but he really didn't know what context it was in. If he doesn't know what Ben had said at that time, he doesn't know what Antonio's saying two-faced. Why he liked it,
but he had
I
liked previous posts.
Well, then well, you know,
from Antonio,
I don't know. I know Dupree had.
Just let me play devil's advocate, Ron. I didn't write about Edmonds yesterday just because I had AB storyline fatigue, but I was there when he talked, and he said AB is still my guy. And all I kept thinking was, and I wish I would have asked a follow-up question. If he's your guy, this is the same guy who walked out on you when you basically were playing for your lives, your playoff lives, the last week of the season. You know, I just have a whole problem with them sort of still latching on to AB.
So do I, especially this week. It's just weird.
Yeah, just let it go. If you want to be his friend still, go be his friend, but don't tell us about it. Don't like on social media.
He just shredded your quarterback again, called him two-faced.
Right.
But, you know, just did it again, and they're still sticking up for
it. But I do see where Ron is coming from. Edmonds, at the very least, he deserves our benefit of the doubt just because he's going into his second year, and he does seem like he's a decent guy. But this
more of a problem with him because he's done this repeatedly. Somebody said Caboli ought to dress up as a quarterback because then he'd be safe from Dupree.
Yeah, I mean, this...
Or just block him, Ron, on Twitter. You'd be one of many people who have blocked Bud Dupree.
Yeah, guys, it just doesn't end with Dupree, does it? I mean, he just has gaffe after gaffe where he does the wrong thing, and you know he just doesn't have the stats to back it up.
He's jumped into some DMs of media people, one in particular I know of, and said some strange things. So it's just.
I heard he did it again this week. I'm not going to say who, but yeah.
Just play football. Let it go, Bud. Let it go.
Don't these guys, even though they're not at the facility like 8-10 hours a day like they are during the regular season, don't they have better things to do than after they're done practicing and go check Twitter?
I mean, no, probably not.
Go read them.
They don't. That's the age we live in, the Twitter world.
Go read a book. Go hang out with your kids. You know, go do something else. Go take your kids to the park. Don't get on your phones and call Fat Boy, you know, to a reporter. It's silly.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Of all the stuff, and I was away this week, but I was keeping tabs, I thought the most interesting thing that happened all week was Juju, and I think you had a story on it, Ray, going into the locker room, not wanting to talk, coming back out, and then intimating, I guess, that Ben sent him back out. Do I have the story right?
He intimated that. I think there are other people in that building who probably spurred that on as well. My plan was to write Juju that day, Joe. And I went up to him as he walked off the field and he politely declined. He says, I'm going to talk tomorrow. And then I went to plan B. I got in on a Vince Williams interview after Vince. I went to somebody else. And when I was done with that interview, I turned around and Bert Lawton, the Steelers media relations guy, said, Juju is here. I'd go over to him if you want to talk to him. So in the span of that 15 minutes, something was said in that locker room. I'm not 100% sure if it was Ben or if it was somebody else, but what I wrote in my story is I don't think they want him turning into that sort of once a week interview that, you know, becomes a spectacle. They want these guys to be available every day. They don't want to create stars, and they just want to sort of move on from the whole aura that, you know, Antonio Brown created when he was here.
So, Ron, is this the end of the once a week guys? Because I know Juju was one. I know Bince was one.
Oh,
Bince was a once a week guy.
Absolutely.
Is that it for him, too?
Antonio was.
Well, listen, if Juju Smith-Schuster isn't going to be a once a week guy, you would think Vince Williams would get the message, correct? I mean, I would hope.
Yeah.
Anything else jump out at you? How did the Bush kid look?
Yeah, I mean, news-wise, this was a pretty big week. I mean, they gave...
Was he on the field day one with the starters?
Day one, just like Ryan Shazier was. And Mark Barron missed two practices this week. He was out there the first day. So, you know, we're not going to get a true sense of how the reps are going to be divvied in the middle of May. But it looks like they're preparing Devin Bush to be a starter. And I think in the base it'll be Vince Williams. But, listen, when they go to sub-packages, you're going to see a whole lot of Mark Barron, too.
Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Our colleague Sarah Spencer at the Post-Gazette wrote an interesting piece on Samuels and Connor in the backfield together.
Yes.
Is that part of their plan?
I saw that on I believe it was on Wednesday, and Sarah wrote about it. I think it's all part of the plan, guys. Just you got a ton of production that you have to replace that Antonio Brown provided. And I don't think it's sound to go in there thinking James Washington's going to provide all of that. So I think they have to piece it together. You know, you're going to get some from James Washington. You're going to get some from Dante Moncrief. But listen, Jalen Samuels is a really talented pass catcher. He made a catch, a touchdown catch in seven shots yesterday. That's the goal line drill that they open every practice with. It was an acrobatic catch. He went up in the air, got his feet in. This guy could be a special receiver for them. I think they're going to try and find more of a role for for him than just backup running back. I think he's a guy that we're definitely going to see more of this year, and I think it could be in that two-back set that that Sarah wrote about.
Ray, what are you hearing about the new offensive line coach? Those are big shoes to fill in Mike Munchak.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get a chance to talk to Sean Surratt, not next week, but the following week. They're going to make all the assistant coaches available. But, you know, you're right, Ron. I think the one thing that he has going for him is that he's got a veteran group that, you know, guys who have been through it, they know how to win. They re-signed Ramon Foster. They got everyone back, and there shouldn't be a lot of excuses. Sean's been around. He saw how Mike drew it up. But still, there was something about Mike and his ability to get the most out of everyone. We saw that with guys like BJ Finney and Matt Filer, undrafted free agents who stepped in when there were injuries. So more so than the high price guys, the Pouncies, the Castros, we all know they can play. How is Sean Surratt going to be able to develop depth players? Can he do it as well as Munchak? Well, we're going to find out, but I think that'll be the biggest test, and I think we'll find that out down the road.
Last question for me, Ray, the Mike Hilton situation. Can you explain what is going on with his contract and whether you think it'll be worthwhile for the Steelers to give him a new one based on how the season ended? Now, he had said, I think, did you do this story?
Yes, I did.
That he was injured. He sort of blamed injuries on some of the big plays he gave up.
Yeah, I don't want to say he blamed it. We asked him about the injuries, and it was sort of out there that he had the elbow that bothered him all season. It's a similar situation to what Al Villanueva went through two summers ago. Al did not sign his tender, but then he signed a four-year, $24 million deal the day they reported for training camp. But if you look at that, Joe, they had no one behind Al. There was no one they could sort of hold above his head and say, hey, we're going to play this guy if you hold out the entire season. Mike Hilton's situation, he didn't finish the season strong, maybe because of injuries, but who knows. But they have Cam Sutton, a former third-round pick, who looks like he might be able to be a capable slot corner if Mike Hilton decides to play hardball and not to take a deal. So that's going to be a contract situation to watch into the summer. I think the Steelers might take care of him, but it's not the exact same situation. They got Cam Sutton and some other guys who could potentially fill that role that he's filled for the last 2 years.
Well, we ask a question every week about Mike Tomlin. You've been around him a week now, around the team a week. Any better feel for what might happen to him contract-wise in the summer?
No, I mean, Art was at the owners' meetings this week, and he wasn't around. Art's going to be the guy who makes that call. I'll say what I said last week, guys. I think that it would serve all parties better if they didn't sign him to another deal. I just think it would send the wrong message if they gave him a big fat contract at this point after what happened last season. But we all know how this organization has operated in the past. This is sort of their MO to extend coaches they like with 2 years to go. So I guess we'll really find out in July if Art really does like Mike.
Is it within his rights, do you think, and do you think people would listen, and maybe he's already done it, to tell them to be smarter on social media and at least tell them to let some of the criticism go, just let it go be smarter?
Yeah, I'm sure he's had those conversations, right? I mean, you can't control what these guys do when they're outside the building, but if I was the head coach of that team, you know what I would have done? With Terrell Edmonds, I would have made him play with the second team this week in practice just to send a message. And he might have had that same excuse that he gave reporters this week. It was a mistake. He didn't know what he was doing. But at least you're sending a message to the other players on that team that, hey, whether it was a mistake or not, we're not going to be dealing with your social media BS anymore. We're just going to operate that way. So he didn't do that. He hasn't done it in the past. But I do think he could have a firmer hand in those types of situations.
Ray, thank you for coming in, man.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
That's Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Joe Block from the Pirates broadcast team up next, and he had some numbers on Josh Bell that were pretty interesting. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.